Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm with JD, the new CEO of Sight for White. Congratulations, JD.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Calvin. Nice to kind of enjoy my second day with a nice party. We're celebrating 160 years this year and saying farewell to Lisa, who has been the CEO for 5 years and a part of the Sight for White team for 7. And I've got to say, she's leaving behind an amazing legacy. She's been absolutely amazing in this whole period of kind of handing over. And you can just tell how much she's loved and respected by the team. So leaving big shoes, I think, to fill. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge and the adventure that awaits us all.
It is a difficult time for charities generally, isn't it, with money being tight everywhere, and you've got to keep working at it.
Yeah, I mean, third sector funding streams have always been a challenge, and over recent months it has become more difficult. I think next year is going to be quite challenging for a lot of different charities across the island, but I'm very much a big believer in a collaborative approach. So my hope is that through some collaborative working and I think strategic partnerships, that we'll be able to kind of ride the storm, so to speak.
And you bring this sort of experience to this charity now?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I'm a very creative individual. Fundraising and events are kind of my passion, so I'm looking forward to seeing what I can accomplish with the Sight for White team. I've seen a few of their fundraising exercises and income generation in that respect, and it's amazing the kind of things they're already doing. So I'm here to kind of, I think, contribute what I can to what's already in place and doing really, really well.
And it's not just about raising money. There's a whole activity, a social activity scene that the society runs, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Sight for White, they have various different groups that are focused on reducing social isolation, mental well-being, physical, practical support as well. So there's a range of different groups from walking and hiking groups to swimming groups, and they do golfing groups as well. There's so much. I'm still kind of learning how much really there is to offer. I think it's very unsung, like a lot of the work that's happening in the community, especially for the visually impaired and hearing impaired communities. So I think my dream is to make it more accessible and open to the wider communities, and really kind of seeing the praises of just this amazing charity.
And is it mostly volunteers who do all this work?
Yeah, we have over 800 volunteers and members that are affiliated with Sight for White and White Sense. And I think it's an amazing achievement to have that many people already passionate about the work that you're doing and looking for ways to improve provision for themselves, but also organisationally. I think it's amazing to work with just a real vibrant grouping of people from all walks of life. It's inspiring as well, hearing firsthand challenges that they're going through and seeing what I can, ultimately, I can do for them.
Good, and you're really looking forward to it, I can tell.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's amazing charity, and just on the Isle of Wight, I find it's a small island, you know? So I think we can accomplish a lot together for the island's sake, for everyone. I think we can all work harder to make a better life for each other. And yeah, I think Sight for White's a good place to do that.
Well, thanks very much for your time. We'll let you get back to the, was it sort of a farewell and welcome party and a birthday party in one?
Yeah, just a celebration of Sight for White, which I think is very much well deserved.
Thank you very much, JD.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.